Go ahead, what? I can do this all day. I had a brother. All right, so I gave you an assignment to watch this movie a couple weeks ago.
Yes, you did.
That we could talk about, but you didn't tell me that you were going to watch it on date night. I would have suggested it was maybe not a date night movie.
Yeah, you might have mentioned that.
Well, but I didn't know that there was even a date night. So anyway, it's called The Gamers, Darkness Rising, and it's not an A-plus production. It's more like a webcast that they actually made into a movie, but it's about playing Dungeons & Dragons. Real school Dungeons and Dragons, paper, pencils.
Yes.
You know, character sheet.
Like I played.
Yes. Like, well, we played together, but separately as youngsters. And I felt that it was the truest representation I have ever seen of actual gaming.
Yeah. It was pretty right on, but it definitely is not a date night movie.
No. Well, is anything
especially
about-
if the other person has no idea what Dungeons and Dragons is.
Okay, but really, whose fault is that?
And there you are, putting in the DVD, going, this is going to be awesome.
Okay, but it's
called, so good.
It's called The Gamers, Darkness Rising, and you thought it was going to be a date movie. I'm just pointing out that this might not be all my fault.
You recommended it.
I recommended it, but not for a date night. Okay, anyway. So the thing about it that I love is that in the beginning of the movie, everybody's jaded, right? All they want to do is get their loot, kill the monsters. There's absolutely no character, no devotion to anything. Nobody cares about the storyline.
Right.
And they're all guys, which is also accurate. But then by the end of it, they actually like develop a story and a plot. And so, okay, but putting that aside, there were things in it.
But wait. They only started developing a story and plot because the gamer chick showed up.
Yes. Well, the gamer chick showed up and the guy got a crush on her.
To be fair, she wasn't really a gamer chick anyway.
No, she wasn't a gamer chick. She was a chick who embraced the idea of gaming, though, which gets points.
Right.
And in her benefit, she didn't show up just because she was one of the guy's girlfriends, which I happen to approve of. Because, you know, whenever the girl shows up just because she's there because she can't let the guy go out to have a night alone, that's always bad.
Yes, that ends badly.
You end up surrounded in a 10x10 room by trolls. With a dagger. Okay, so nobody's going to know what we're talking about. So sad. So I had the idea that maybe since we had both experienced Dungeons and Dragons in our teenage years, that you might have a horror story. And we, since in the spirit of Halloween, we could share D&D horror stories.
Okay, you go first.
Well, my first one isn't a horror story, but it's my favorite story. It's actually a horror story for the other people involved, but at the risk of sounding like a total pathetic geek, I actually went to gaming conventions as a teenager. And one of my friends, who I call him C, and you know well, he's like one of those like baby-faced, gets away with everything type people with really great charisma that everybody just likes, even though he's evil.
Right.
To the core evil. So he always plays rogues and assassins. And we'd show up to these conventions and he's like, oh, so cute. And all the girls would like him. And then he does all these evil things and people are just shocked, which amazes me because we know him. We know not to trust him. So anyway, we went to this one gaming convention. It was like this Midnight Madness game. And the DM was a total jerk, like right off the bat. And he's also like running the game for 25 people. Well, as you know, like the best gaming groups are like 5 people at the most.
Right.
Any more than that and everything goes to hell. So we decided we weren't going to stay. But the guy had been enough of a jerk that C was like, no, 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 we're staying. So he looks over the characters and they're all these intended to be quirky but pretty much useless player characters. So he picks out this magic user, which right away danger because the rogue is playing a magic user. That has like a 500 charisma. I mean, it was crazy. It was like a 20 charisma. He had like God dazzling powers, which like, why the hell would a magic user need charisma? So of course the DM did it just to be obnoxious, but I can see in his eyes, C's already got a plan. So we sit down, everybody, you know how long it takes to set up a game with 20 people, right? So we're an hour and a half in for this game that starts at midnight that's supposed to go till like 6 in the morning. And it's just getting to the point where we can play, right? There, he's introducing the story, blah, blah, blah. So the first thing that has to happen is we go to this town where we have to get the townspeople on our side to help us with this part of the quest. So C takes over at this point and basically silences the DM and explains that he's using his charisma to gather up all the children and the people in the town to tell them this wonderful story because he's pretending to be a bard. And he's got the charisma to carry it off. So he begins this tale of summoning everybody, da 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 da. 5 minutes of this, right? And people are like, oh my God, he's such a great role player. Meanwhile, I'm packing up my books. I'm gathering up my dice, right? Like, I just know that I'm going to have to run. So he does this. He gets the entire town, all these throws on charisma. How many people do I get around me? And as he begins, he says, okay, is everybody in town around me? Yes. I cast Fireball. Picks up a mountain of six-sided dice, drops it on the table, and we leave. I had it on good authority that they just started over after we left, which I think was bad form. And I will tell you that that's not the worst thing we ever did to people, but that's the worst thing that I can say.
Right, because, you know, people listen to this.
And especially people who might be in the story. So. They know where my skeletons are buried. I'm not going there. Okay, so your turn.
I was the only girl, of course.
Right.
So the DM's name was Fred. Mm-hmm. He's a great storyteller. Can you guess what character I was?
You?
Mm-hmm.
A barbarian.
Oh, hell no, I was a paladin.
Of course you were.
So.
Do you know what I always played?
No, what?
I was always a fighter priest. I didn't trust anyone to fight for me or heal for me.
Well, there you go. I don't think you have to explain that to anyone.
Anyway, go ahead.
So. Oh,
God.
Right. So we played, but the difficulty for me was trying to, fortunately I played sports, so I always had a place to be, but getting home without getting caught.
Right.
So I just had to tell my mom that I was staying at Laura's house or Becky's house or whatever.
Right.
So that we could play. The longer we played and the longer this went on, the more dangerous that became. So one Saturday morning, I'm still in bed and the doorbell rings. And I hear it, but I hear my mom in the kitchen. I'm like, oh yeah, she'll get it. So I hear my mom walking to the front door and she opens the front door and I hear some exchange. And then I hear her yell my first and middle name.
Oh, that's never a good thing.
Never a good thing. I come crawling out of bed to the front door and she says, what is this? And she points to this giant box that's on the steps, delivered by UPS. It's 3/4 of a refrigerator box. She's like, it's for you. Like, I have no idea what it is. And at that time I hear this muffled noise coming from inside the box. Oh, we better open it. Well, we can't lift it, the two of us. So I'm like, okay, well, I'll get a knife. I open the box, and it's Fred. Not funny. So my mom's standing there. I'm standing in my underwear and a tank top. Fred pops out of the box with a dozen roses.
Aww.
Seriously bad move. And my mom's like, can you explain this? I'm like, obviously he has the wrong house. And Fred's like, oh, but, you know, we just completed, I don't know, we completed some big quest. And mom's like, what is he talking about? I'm like, I have no idea. Look at him. He mailed himself in a box. He's a lunatic, right? And he's going on and on and on. And now, because Fred's such a great storyteller, he has my mom completely captivated.
Does he catch Fireball?
I wish he did. But no. So yeah, that was the last time I played D&D.
Was it still like when you were playing D&D? Because when I was playing D&D, it was just coming off the whole like, oh, this is demon worship stuff.
Yeah, no, we didn't have that issue.
Because there was deities and demons. Did you play first edition or second edition?
Yes.
I always played first edition. Even when like second and third editions came out, we were like, yeah, screw this. We want the rules we know. But deities and demigods came out and remember they had to take out like the Necromonicon.
Yep.
And everything. I still have the original.
Oh, you do?
My books are still in my other bedroom. Yes.
Oh, that's wicked cool.
It is. So yeah. And there's lots of things that go on, but you know what? Really, when you think about it, nothing bad ever. I can't remember a single naughty thing happening during a D&D game.
I think everyone in the world should play at least one time.
I think they should, but you know what? You really need like the good central DM, and yes, you need people willing to start off like together, because the best part of gaming comes when you start a small group and you build it up over time.
Yeah,
there's,
I agree.
Not like the end where your characters are so powerful you can take down the gods, but in that like medium place where you're like level 8 to 10, that's when to me all the good stuff starts. You know what? We should play D&D in Second Life. We should get a bunch of people who've never played before.
Okay. That'd be cool.
All right. How are we going to roll dice? Did you have like an emotional relationship with your dice?
Yeah.
I did too. Seriously. I still have them in a Crown Royal bag.
Yes.
And I had pretty pink ones. Do you know how hard it was to find pink marbleized dice?
Yeah.
Back then, it was impossible. Everything was black with red letters.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. I'll talk to you next time.
Peace out.